Welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi. We're getting set for Game 3 of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blank, and we are joined by Eric Tyson, the assistant hitting coordinator from the Shuckers parent club, the Milwaukee Brewers. Eric, thanks much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jay. Appreciate it.
How you enjoying it down here in Biloxi? You've been down here a couple times, and just like I said to Brent, it seems like every time you guys show up, the offense is doing fun things.
Oh, that's just a product of good timing, man. I always enjoy coming down. Great place, and I love the seafood down here, and it's always good to catch up with the staff and the players and get in and kind of get boots on the ground and see how everything's rolling.
Well, so not only do you get to see the baseball, but you talked about the seafood. How much have you been enjoying the food this week?
Oh, I love it. You know, it's one of my favorite trips to make for the food.
This is also a Shuckers team that has a lot of hopefully future stars for the Brewers on, and it's a system that's been really fun and really exciting this year. How excited are you guys up in Milwaukee about how this, not only the Shuckers, but the organization has performed on the hitting side this year?
We've been very pleased so far this year with the offensive side of things and the systems that we've put in place. Our coaches across the org have done a great job kind of focusing and implementing our initiatives and what we're really looking to try to do from a wider kind of global perspective. And we put a lot of trust into the hitting coaches to implement those things and put their own touch and their own twist on things. Chucky's done a great job here, and Deli and I have been very pleased so far.
How fun is it to see, because obviously there's so much planning that goes into the off season of what a season's going to look like, what you're going to work on with guys. How fun is it to see it all come together and work out in a great way?
Oh, absolutely. And that's really kind of a product of having good coaches in place and good systems in place, and again, just kind of giving them some autonomy to say, hey, here's what we want to do with this individual or with this group of guys in this time frame, in this time period, and put your own twist on it and see what you can come up with and see what you can get done. And it's been really fun to see, especially here with what Chucky and Christian have done, and see the guys taking off. It's fun to follow from afar, and like I said, it's always fun to get in here and see it up close in person.
Well, it's always fun when there's 75 runs in a 10-game span, franchise record-setting stolen base marks, home runs all over the place. That has to be make you feel like the future's real bright in this Brewers organization.
No doubt. At the end of the day, run production, we want to put barrels on the ball on a line, and they've done a good job of doing that here. And again, like the staff here has done a great job of kind of creating the direction for these guys and letting the players put their own twist on it and do it their own way. And it's cool to see it come alive.
You moved into the pro side just recently to a lengthy college coaching career, but in your third year in the Brewers organization. How much have you enjoyed it working in your role now 2 years as the assistant hitting coordinator?
I've loved it. It was a bit of a transition coming from the college game to the pro game, spending my first year in Carolina as a hitting coach, and then transitioning over to the coordinator's office with Brent and Del Chiaro. It's really been a blessing. He's been such a great guy to work for and work with. I've learned a lot from him and continue to do so. And it's a challenge, and it's educational, and it's a blast, man. And it really makes a difference. You know, the people that you work with and you work for really, really make a difference. And so I've been fortunate so far up and down throughout the organization to just be with and around and learn from great people.
What has that transition looked like going from college head coach to single-A hitting coach to now assistant hitting coordinator?
That's a good question. So as a college head coach, it was more of a kind of a global perspective, a macro view of things, and hands-on everything type of deal. And then as a hitting coach in Carolina, my first year there in 2021, it was kind of get rid of all the extra stuff and take a really, really deep dive into hitting and the day-to-day work with the players in that one area. And so it went from really wide and really macro to really micro and really deep. And then now transitioning kind of out of the day-to-day coaching role and into the assistant coordinator role, it's been a step back into that kind of macro view, more global perspective. So it's been pretty cool to go back and forth, and again, it's been a great experience, a great learning experience, challenging, and just to be surrounded with good support makes a world of difference.
Is it weird to not have to do any recruiting anymore?
It's not weird at all. It's great. I'm not gonna lie. The recruiting landscape in college baseball right now seems to be a bit over my head and a bit of a mess, and so I'm not complaining that I don't have to keep up with that anymore. A lot of kudos to the guys who do, because it's a tough job.
This is a system with a lot of young and very talented hitters, but a lot of young guys, especially here in Biloxi. I talk with manager Mike Guerrero all the time. We talk about it. This is the youngest hitting lineup in AA. How much does your college experience and your college coaching help on the transition side with the younger guys around the organization?
I think it's more of a relationship thing, right? If you're going to build anything good with anyone worthwhile and of value, you've got to get to know the person, and you got to build some relationships and build some trust. And at the end of the day, I think if our priorities are in line individually, and we have the player's best interest at heart and the organization's best interest at heart, then it makes decisions easy. And as long as the players know that your main objective is to help them improve and help them progress in their career, then those relationships go a long way, and I think it makes the job a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable.
Prior to your coaching career, you did have a bit of a playing career. You played college baseball for 4 years. Then you went to Belgium, played for a team called the Brussels Kangaroos, which is a wild name for a team in Belgium. What was that experience like playing abroad?
Oh, it was a great experience. I got lucky with that group and that location, and host families sometimes can be hit or miss, and I hit the jackpot with mine, and so... It was kind of my way out. It was my farewell tour. I knew my playing career was coming to an end, and I knew my coaching career was right around the corner, and just kind of looked at it as the game's way of paying me back at the time and giving me a valuable life experience. So it was a blast. I still stay in touch with my host family and some of my teammates and friends from out there. So it was a great experience. At the end of the day, it helped me transition from player to coach, and something I always look back on with good memories.
Well, E.T., thanks much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your time, Biloxi. Enjoy the seafood.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Barons at 6:35.